how the market really is doing right now.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Sure.
Perfect.
All right. Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Scott Fitzsimmons, and every month we get a chance to talk with Lloyd Seymour from Core Real Estate. Great to have you in studio with us today. How are you enjoying these beautiful leaves, the different colors coming off the trees?
Oh gosh, Scott, you know what is, I think fall time is one of my favorite seasons of the year.
Me too.
We're a family. We do a lot in the outdoors come fall time. You know, there's different seasons and that, and it's just amazing. Is we get out into the forest quite a bit during the fall, and just came back from a few days up north, and it was amazing to see is the greens to the yellows to the reds, and it was all changing every day we were out in the forest. This time of year is it's like spring. It's a time of change.
Absolutely. Well, it's a great time of year, and I know that this is a time of year that, you know, obviously some people are looking to buy or sell, or you know what, time is not always time to buy is not always within those two seasons, so you've got buyers and sellers all year round. Why is this time different than others for some people?
This time of year is typically you see your buyer that's out looking. They are very serious. They're very focused. They're very committed. Typically, you've seen your buyer that's looking right now. I'm not saying that there's any other time that they're not serious or focused or committed.
Yep.
But right now is the buyer that's out there looking. They want to buy. They want to get moved in. They want everything done before that white stuff that Alberta just got other day. Before it starts to fall.
Mm-hmm.
So, having said that is, your buyers, they typically is they get very serious about it, and all buyers are all the realtors in town here. They educate their buyers. They they show them what's out there, what's on the market. We have a market here right now that is showing signs of that it's leaning a little bit. My own opinion, from what I see, towards a bit of a buyer's market. So, having said that, is as a seller, you want to make sure your house is priced how it should be. Don't price it too high, because a lot of times is in this time of year, I tell a lot of my sellers when we're listing, we typically right now we've got about a 6-week window where your buyers are going to get real serious. You know, we're first part of October here, and usually by towards the end of November, all of a sudden is some of the buyers, they back off a little bit. And it's not that they don't want to buy. It's all of a sudden is the other seasons start to come on and people get a little bit more focused around the holidays.
Yep.
So right now is our buyers, they're out there, they're looking. And is we do see as a first time, like with some of the first time home buyers and that, they are very serious right now because we're hearing rumors of mortgage rates going up again. We hear different things that might be changing. This is all just sort of rumors in the wind. And a lot of our first-time home buyers have been renting for a number of years, and it's now in town. It's cheaper actually to own the home than it is to rent the home. So that's where we're seeing a lot of our, I'll say like our first-time home buyers. We were talking a little bit earlier. And it is very nice for our first-time home buyers. It's kind of an exciting time because they get to get into a new home. They get home ownership. And it's so nice helping out a first-time home buyer get in because of the excitement. This is like Christmas Day for some of them. It's that. The nice thing, too, is there's a lot of different programs out there for first-time home buyers. Your 5% down is always 5% down. And people get all kind of worked up about it. But here, I'll give you a good example, is right now, one of my mortgage apps that I have, it shows here with on a $150,000 home, and there is lots in that lower price range that are very nice homes in town. On a $150,000 home, you would need about $7,500 for your down payment. They always say on average for your closing costs, and there's a lot of, you know, all that other stuff, they always say to budget about 1.5% of your purchase price. Typically, as I tell everybody that, but there's always those other little costs of the hookup for your phone, the hookup for SaaS Power, SaaS Energy. Remember, you still have home insurance costs over and above that. I always recommend is on that budget, have about another $5,000 budgeted for some of those, like for your lawyer costs, for your hookups, all your little incidentals you don't think about when you're purchasing. You're so focused, you want this home. But the nice thing too, on a $150,000 home, is your monthly mortgage payment without taxes or anything in is about $680 a month. Typically, we're seeing those $150,000 homes, you know, they're right around that 8 to 1,000 square feet. Some are bigger. Some of them, you know, do need a little bit of painting and that, but they're all good, solid little homes. Rental in town right now is around 1,000. So,
yeah.
When you factor in, and then also too, is you got your rent on that, then you still got to pay your utilities and all that other stuff. You're looking at really is taxes with being probably on average about $1,800 on something like that. Could be a little bit less, could be a little bit more. Before you pay your utilities, you're still right around that $830 a month.
Yeah.
Which is very affordable to live.
And you gain some of that, you gain equity in the end.
When you know what? And you're not, that's exactly it. You're gaining equity. And it's not a big, everybody's gets all worked up about a mortgage. It's not a big, scary process. Typically here is I've got from one of our local lenders, they had given me something as what they require from people is if you're paid a salary, like, you know, you're an hourly employee or you're a salaried employee, is all they need when you go in to get pre-approved, and that's the one thing, is go in and get pre-approved from the bank. Find out what you can, what the banks say that you can afford, and talk with them and find out if, you know, sometimes as you may, oh, I've had a hiccup in life, I can't buy today, but the banks, and all the banks do this in town, they want to work with you. They want to help you out. They want to see people own a home. And they may say to you, well, you know what, you can't right now, but 3 months or 6 months, if you go this route, you'll be good to go. But again, too, is when you show up at the bank, they're going to want to see an up-to-date pay stub. They're going to want to see your most recent T4. Get a letter of employment from your employer stating how wonderful employee you are and how valuable you are and all that other stuff. The other thing, too, is when you go in for an application, be prepared to give an up-to-date listing of your current assets, of what your debts are. And I always tell everybody is don't think you're going to try and hide something, is because they do pull a credit. They pull a credit report. They find out what you owe, all that other stuff. And the worst thing is that if you aren't upfront with the banks, and all of a sudden as you find something, and then when they try to get it approved, all of a sudden there was, say, something they didn't realize, your debt ratios have to be in your total debt ratios and your total debt servicing and all this other stuff. They have to be within certain ranges to qualify for CMHC or Genworth.
Well, and one of the things that we've seen in the past is too that it's not just what your debt ratio it is. It's you've got your credit cards. If you have a bunch of credit cards that you pay off every single month, but you've got $5,000 on this one, $10,000 available credit on this, you know, $20,000. You know, banks and everybody love to up your credit limit, but when you go to get a mortgage and you've got say $50,000 worth of available credit, that can actually hurt you in your application as well, because they said that to us once before, as we paid off all our credit cards, but we had a bunch of available credit that should we or somebody go on a bender and use all that credit, you can't pay it all back, and then you get in trouble.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know that, but if that's, I agree if that's been your experience. The other thing too is that we've had a lot of, you know, we're a country of diversification. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of new people move into our country from elsewhere.
Yep.
And there right now, there's a couple of programs is for our new to Canada. And same thing is, it's not such a scary thing. Also, the one bank, the one lender in town gave me this that they're for their new to Canada program. It's for permanent residents. I'll just read it out. For permanent residents from each mortgager, so each person that wants to apply, they need any two of the following. They need a current up-to-date pay stub showing at least 3 months current employment, your most recent T4, letter of employment again. But the other thing, too, is if they need International Credit Bureau, if the Canadian Credit Bureau does not have, they need at least a year's history of borrowing. Mm-hmm. They need a confirmation of a down payment in a Canadian bank account for at least 90 days. So if you've had money that you've left in your prior country before, you need to have that money transferred here. You need to go through all the proper channels.
Yep.
I personally don't know what those proper channels are, but you need to make sure that that happens. And you need to show that they are in Canada for 90 days prior to, you know, looking for a home or putting a down payment or anything else. They actually also, too, is for foreign workers and non-residents. From each person that's applying, they require, you know, minimum of 12 months again. They need income confirmation from the home country or a letter of employment. They meet, same thing, 12 months, and all these are is one-year deals, minimum of 12 months rental payment history, minimum of 12 months of telephone, cable, or cell phone bills in the applicant's name, and confirmation of down payment again, but from a non-borrowed source. So it has to be your money,
yeah,
showing that you've saved it up. And again, too, for all applications, you know, assets, liabilities, all that other stuff. The one thing that you can get if on, like, for a new, not a new to Canada, but for a first time home buyer, I've seen this happen a lot, is mom and dad are trying to help out, you know, the son, daughter, or grandma and grandpa are trying to help out. You can get gift letters. And typically a gift letter is, it just states is that this is a gift. It's not to be repaid or anything else like that. It is a gift of a down payment. And it's very nice to see is, you know, you got a young couple or a young, doesn't matter, couple or not, a young single person or whatever, and mom and dad are trying to give them a hand up, not a hand out. Mm-hmm. Or grandma and grandpa are trying to give the grandkids a hand up in life. They're, you know, They want to give the kids something, but they don't want to see it. They want to see it before they've passed it on in a will.
Yeah.
So it's very nice as you get to when you're out showing a house and that's happening. As grandma and grandpa are out there and mom and dad, and it's a family affair. And there's lots of fun when you're out looking in that sort of situation. Also,
absolutely. Well, So what you're saying is when somebody's looking to, whether you're new to Canada or you're new to home buying, it's not that daunting of a process if you look for the right proper channels and kind of prepare yourself, do some research on what you need to do when you're applying, and it can make it go a lot quicker.
I always recommend is for the first time home buyer, do some leg work first. Mm-hmm. And that means is get all your ducks in a row.
Yep.
Go in and talk, go pick a realtor, yep. Whether it's myself or any of our qualified realtors in town, pick a realtor, talk to that realtor. And I know that I always ask my clients, have you talked to the bank yet? No, is I get a lot of times or no, we have an appointment for this day. So I always sit down with my client, we'll look in the office, and I'll say, okay, well, let's go for a quick drive on the internet. Let's have a look. I ask them a few questions. I always sort of joke with my client is I feel like we're playing the dating game or, you know, sorry, I don't mean to pry into your personal affairs, but, you know, I'll ask you a few questions. So I got kind of a general understanding of where you are. And so they, you know, we sort of get an idea. I get an idea of what they can and can't afford. And we start looking on the internet and we pick out a few. And then I always say, you know what, go talk to the bank first. I don't want to take and show you this home that you absolutely love on the internet, and then find out from the bank is that it's out of your price range.
Mm-hmm.
Talk with them first. Come see me afterwards, and let's go and have some fun and giggles, and let's find a new home. And that's the best thing that you can do is with talking with the banks is you know where you stand. The other thing too is when you do start the mortgage process is don't go out and make a big purchase. I have seen this happen on more than one occasion, and I've had mortgage brokers tell me is that I need a new vehicle. Well, just hold off that purchase for however many days, weeks, whatever. Find your home, get into your new home. And I've had a lot of mortgage brokers, a very good friend of mine, he's a mortgage broker. And he said to me, you know, he said, if they had just waited to buy the car, they would have had no problems still buying the car with the mortgage. They can afford everything. But as soon as they bought the car, their debt service ratios went wonky. And all of a sudden, instead of being able to afford that $150,000 home, they now were down into that $100,000 home.
Yep.
And he said if they had just waited to purchase that $150,000 home, they would have still been able to buy the car, but it wouldn't have affected their debt servicing ratio so bad as what had happened. So
a lot of things to be thinking about, but again, you can do your homework and be prepared for that. All helpful when you're looking to buy a home. Now, if people want to find out more about you, want to talk to you about looking at some properties, maybe listing their own, how can they do that?
You know what? They can. There's a lot of ways you can get a hold of me. My cell number is area code 306-621-4310. Look for me on Facebook. I'm on there. I've got a Facebook page. Call the office, call Core Realty, ask for me. The other thing too is, yes, I'm on Twitter and Instagram and all those other fun things in life, that all the social media things. But yeah, very easy to find. Even if you look me up on the internet, is I've typed my own name in a couple of times and all of a sudden I pop up all over. I'm like, holy smack, I'm on the internet.
That's
so
right.
And everything. So I'm very easy to get a hold of. Some days it's easier to get a hold of me via email, via text.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, and especially in the fall, I get real busy. I help a couple of friends out and that with sometimes with harvest or whatever. And we're fall time and our household is busy. My wife puts a big garden in and we take a big garden off. I feel like sometimes I'm farming some days.
Absolutely. Well, again, your phone number 306-621-4310, and check out Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. We're going to be back with more with Lloyd Seymour from Core Real Estate right after this on All You Ever Wanted to Know. We're back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Scott Fitzsimmons here today with Lloyd Seymour from Core Real Estate. And again, if people want to get a hold of Lloyd, you can always give him a call or give him a text at 306-621-4310 or check him out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Now, once again, we talk about the fall, we talk about changes, we talk about leaves coming down, snow. How do you get ready to sell your house in the fall? Because I know that you know, there's a lot of little extras to do. How do you keep it looking the way you want it to? Or what do you do to make sure that your house is ready to sell in the fall?
You know, is like we were talking about leaves, we're talking about different things. A lot of this too is whether you're a buyer or seller, a lot of this is home maintenance. Or not a buyer, whether you are thinking of selling or you're just a straight homeowner.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff is home maintenance. If you're thinking of selling, though, there's a few extra things you need to do. We tend to slow down a little bit in the fall. But typically we do see as on a market perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And people would, I can show you the numbers, we could go over a thing, but typically in the fall, you get more for your home in the fall than you would in the spring and the summer. Because like I touched on earlier, like we were talking about first-time home buyers or home buyers in the fall, the home buyers in the fall are focused. They're not sitting here waiting around.
Mm-hmm.
They see what they want and they buy it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, come fall time, there's three tips we'll just go over like three tips to sell your house in the fall. One is cleanup. As you know, many regions, it all shifts to, you know, we've got different things going on, all different regions. Look at Alberta there, is they went from fall to winter in a day. Now, tomorrow or next day, they'll go back to summer.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is Alberta. This is worse than the Saskatchewan weather. Mm-hmm. But anyways, is biggest thing too is in the fall is make your yard look neat.
Yeah.
Mow your lawn. There comes a point where you can only you need to mow your lawn for the last time. I know personally is our last mow of the season. I'll put the bagger on instead of mulching. I pick everything up.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, though, that grabs the leaves because I'll admit I'm not raking leaves isn't my most fun job.
Nope.
So that's the other thing too. Trim your trees. So, you know, so you don't have any unexpected winds knock down branches that could damage your home or hurt anybody. And typically too, is when you see the leaves fall, like the leaves are coming off, you'll see some dead branches up there.
Yep.
And this is forward thinking too, is because we get some winter storms coming, and yes, it is, that season is coming.
Mm-hmm.
So you get some winter storms, and we get some fall storms where there's some strong winds. Well, if you see dead branches up there in your trees, trim them off so that they don't break and either fall on maybe yourself,
mm-hmm.
Your house, your car, or, you know, God forbid, one of your kids.
Yeah.
That type of thing. So, you know, do that. There's some of that. Other thing, too, is we do see a lot of times you'll see some rain in the fall and things like that. Have a good doormat at your door. People coming in are very respectful of your house.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot of people as they step in and they're afraid to because you've got that nice, beautiful entryway.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's tiled or linoleum or hardwood and you've all this stuff. And typically it's not like when you come into your house, it may be just you. You've got a place to put your shoes. People are trying to take their shoes off and they're not wanting to make a mess in your home.
Mm-hmm.
So put a bigger doormat down or whatever you need to do. Because remember when I touched base earlier, I might have grandma and grandpa and mom, dad, and the kids along.
Yep.
And the kids are the ones that are buying it, but they've got everybody else coming there because mm-hmm. they want your first time home buyer. Like I know we kind of touched base earlier, but your first time home buyer, they always want someone else's opinion.
Yes, for sure.
They are looking for advice and not just from me, the realtor. They want their mom and dad's approval. They want grandma and grandpa's approval. They might be their brother and sister.
Yep.
Or brother and sister-in-law that are along. But they want that family's input.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times it's that comfort zone. They're bringing more than just themselves looking.
Yeah.
So remember that is if you've got a smaller floor mat out there, put a bigger one out so people can come in and they don't feel... They don't want to mess up your home. Another thing too is in the fall is wash your decks, wipe down your windows. You know, you want them to sparkle.
Yeah.
You want them nice and clear. I've seen the joke a few times about the couple who bought a brand new home and husband and wife are sitting at the kitchen table and the wife is complaining that the neighbor doesn't know how to clean her laundry. And this goes on for a couple of weeks and finally she comes home or gets up one morning and the neighbor's got their laundry hanging out and it's just amazing. Oh, look, she finally learned how to clean her laundry. Husband looks at his wife and says, honey, I just washed the windows finally.
Yeah, you're absolutely so right.
Remember is have a nice clean windows. It's mm-hmm. nice to get them done in the fall. Get rid of all that summer grime that's blowing on there and everything else. Make them sparkle.
It's one of the reasons why, you know, a car dealership cleans up those brand new cars, even a used car, so shiny and everything is beautiful because you're a lot more proud of it when you see it that way and you know that it's going to be taken care of.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is they're not as common anymore. A lot of people have gone to natural gas fireplaces.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a wood-burning stove or wood-burning fireplace, clean it, vacuum it out, mm-hmm. get rid of all the old ashes that are there that you've used. Another nice, really nice thing too, and it's more of a curb appeal. It's kind of like when you walk into a home and you see, oh, we've got, smell the homemade cookies or bread. If you do have a wood burning fireplace, have it set so it looks like it's ready to light.
Nice.
It's a nice setting. It's somebody can looks and they can envision that, mm-hmm. you know, that sort of deal.
Now, do the cookies and the bread work? Is that something that, the smell at least?
It's, you know what, it is a smell. I've never turned down fresh baked cookies, so you know, if you want to leave some, I'd be more than willing to help you sample them. But you know what, it is, it's, it gives the home a warm mm-hmm. feeling,
the whole cozy thing. Yeah.
Yes, you know, is also too, is if you do have your patio and you kind of do leave your furniture out and that, always make your patios and your outdoor areas look very neat and tidy. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, I can't say this enough. You and I've talked enough over the years. We've got to know each other. Declutter your yard.
Mm-hmm.
Put the bikes away if the kids aren't using them anymore. Make it always look nice and neat and presentable.
Yeah.
Put away the ladders that you were using to wash your windows with. That type of deal. You want to see people come up is if you have those nice flower beds with all the perennials or even the annuals, and they're all starting to die or whatever. Clean out the old ones, get rid of them. A lot of people like the looks of, even though it sounds sort of silly to say it, they like the looks of an empty flower bed. If mm-hmm. it looks nice and neat.
Yep.
Don't leave all the old stuff in it. Clean it out. And same with the garden. Same thing. A nicely tilled garden in the fall is, people look out and they go, oh, isn't that nice?
Yep.
If you're getting your potatoes and all that done, clean your garden area up so people can envision of what that will look like come spring.
Absolutely. Well, it's been great to talk with you today. I know that this is something that people have a lot of questions about sometimes. If they want to find out how the markets are doing right now, see some of these or ask you some questions about their own house or buying a house, how can they get more from you?
You know what? I'm always available. Sometimes the easiest way to get a hold of me would be on my Facebook page, or even like with my phone number, 621-4310. Or even call the office and ask for me. We're always available. We may not be at the office, but they can always forward a phone call to me.
Yep. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here today. Again, check Lloyd out, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Give him a call, 306-621-4310. Thanks so much for being here. Always look forward to talking to you.
Thank you, and you guys have a great day.
Wonderful. Once again, Lloyd Seymour from Core Real Estate here in Yorkton. Don't hesitate to give him a call and to find out how he can get you into the home of your dreams these days. That is it for us for today. Coming up next, it is the All Request Lunch. Have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.